Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. You have just tuned in to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth. Amen. And I am your host, Elder Lydia Tobe. God bless you. Amen. This is the Last Days 5. Fear not. Amen. We have been embarking upon a series about the last days, and this is the fifth installment. Amen. And today I just want to talk to the people of God, because as we're gearing up and we're preparing the coming of the Lord, I don't want you to become afraid. And I know the Spirit of the Lord does not want you to be shaken in your shoes afraid. He wants you to continue along the lines of referencing the Lord, of gearing up and understanding what his word is saying in these last days, watching the signs that we're seeing in the atmosphere, watching the signs that we're seeing in our nations, and even the things that are happening in our own country. And then we're looking at all these signs. Scripture describes all of this. Wars and rumors of wars, nations coming against nations, famines and floods and all types of devastation. And peoples coming against one another. Not even, we don't even recognize that the world is comprised of one race, human, just one. And we ought to be able to get along together. But the enemy has come in the midst of us and caused us to fight against one another. And I don't want you to get caught up on all the things that you see. In all the things that you see, you need to understand what you're seeing about you. You need to know that these are the signs that Jesus himself told us would be in place in the earth when he was about exactly the things that what we would be viewing at that time, the things we'd be experiencing. And those are the things that we've been bringing forth in this. And this is the fifth installment. And in this one, like I said, amen, it's entitled Fear Not. Amen. And I just want to bring some words of scripture back to your remembrance so that as you are making ready, amen, as you are prayerful, amen, as you are repenting and keeping yourself clean and being holy as the Spirit of God is holy. Amen. He gave us that mandate to be ye holy as I am holy. And a lot of people look at that and say, well, how am I supposed to do that? I'm not perfect and I can't do everything right every day. But if you have put on the Spirit of God, he will enable you to be holy. The Lord has never told us anything that we're unable to do. We're able to do all things through Christ. He's the one that strengthens us. And then the word actually says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So if you feel as though you're unable to do certain things that the Lord has commanded, that he has mandated, that is that time to go before him in prayer and tell him just that, Lord, I don't understand. I feel like I'm not able to do this. And he will strengthen you to do those things that you feel that you're unable to do. And then I have had many instances in my life where I felt like I couldn't do certain things, and I went before the Lord in prayer, and he enabled me to do those things I thought I couldn't do, to stand before people I thought I wouldn't be able to stand before because I thought I wasn't smart enough, I wasn't educated enough. And I do have an education, but I just felt, I mean, you know, sometimes we feel intimidated by our circumstance, but I give glory to God today when I say this, because he makes us able to do everything. There's nothing that we cannot do. Amen. And I want to read these scriptures to you. And I'm going to start, amen, in Mark chapter 13 and 35. Amen. Just along the lines of the last days. The word says, watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming. In evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. So we don't know when the Lord is coming. So he is letting us know to be ready. Watch, therefore. Be watching. Don't let this come upon you unaware. Amen. I'm sending out this warning. The alarm has been sounded. The Lord is coming back. He is returning.
warning. These are the last days. Amen. And he said in the last days, the things that we would see. Amen. We would see murders, and we'd see daughters against mothers, sons against fathers. We would see people doing all manner of things. We would see people doing what they felt was right in their own hearts, even though the word of God tells us there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The word of God is the way of life, and it's the only way of life. You're not going to receive life through Buddha. You're not going to receive life through Islam, although there are wonderful people, amen, that are following those philosophies. But the only way to salvation is through Jesus Christ. Amen. But don't tremble. Don't fear, because the Spirit of God is with you. Amen. We are transitioning into our blessing. And as you are waiting, I mean, yes, these are the last days and you need to be watching, but we're transitioning into our blessings every day. Amen. The Lord is promoting every day. He is enabling you to see things that you weren't able to see yesterday. Every day, amen, God is moving us forward, transitioning us into our blessing. We have the victory already. The victory is already ours. He's already enabled us to do everything he's called us to do. He's already enabled us by there. He's already done it. Now it's up to us to possess it. Amen. Just like when the children of Israel were in Egypt and the Spirit of the Lord, amen, came to Moses and told him to fear not and to be strong and courageous. The Lord is doing the same thing for us. When Moses, amen, transitioned, amen, and he was not able to go into the promised land, but the Lord had already promised it. Hallelujah. So it was already theirs. And though they had not occupied it, amen, the Lord gave them another leader, Joshua, and he told him the very same things. Joshua, in Joshua 1:9, it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And in Joshua 10:8, he said, "And the Lord said to Joshua, do not fear them." Remember, they're going to possess their blessing. "Do not fear them, for I have delivered them into your hand. Not a man of them shall stand before you." Amen. They are transitioning. The children of Israel, the children of God, were transitioning into the blessing. The Lord had already given them the victory, and now he enabled them, he empowered them to take possession of that victory. And I want you today to be able to take possession of the victory that God has already given you. He has enabled you to stand. You don't have to be fearful. Be strong and be courageous, because the Lord your God is with you wherever you must go, whatever you must speak. Amen. These are the last days. He's preparing you. He's making you able to stand in the midst of the wickedness of the world. He's making you able to speak truth in the midst of those that don't know what truth is, and they believe that what they're saying already is truth. Amen. But we live in the midst of a society that has already decided that right is wrong and wrong is right, that good is bad and bad is good, that good is evil and evil is good. That's the kind of society we live in. We're looking at it and shaking our heads, and we're praying, "Lord, have mercy. How can these things be? How is it that somebody can stand up with torches in the midst of a city and proclaim the things that they can and not be arrested?" Lord Jesus, what is really happening? Oh, these are the last days. But don't be fearful, children of God. Don't be fearful, people of God. Amen. He is with us. Amen. I want to call us a portion of scripture to your remembrance in 2 Kings. Amen. Mostly because it is just downright awesome. Glory to God. It is in 2 Kings chapter 8. Amen. And I'm going to go to it really quickly, if you don't mind. Hallelujah. Let me just. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm sorry, it's not chapter 8, 2 Kings 6.
And I wanted to start at verse 8, but I'm going to actually take you to the end of the verse I was going to. And it's 2 Kings 6 and 16. And it says, "So he answered, 'Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them.'" Amen. It came a time that the children of Israel were at war with the Armenians. And the king, amen, was upset with his people because he thought that somebody among them had betrayed them. But one of his servants came back to him and said, "Oh, no, we have not betrayed you, O king." The prophet Elisha, amen, he's been warning the king of Israel about where we are. And he so, of course, he wanted to go after the prophet. So he sent an army to the camp of the prophet. And the prophet's servant came out that morning, and he saw that they were encamped about, amen, with a great army. And he went in fearful to his master, said, "Master, master, there's a great army upon us." And he said, no worries, no worries. And I'm putting this in my own words, no worries. And I'm saying that to the people of God, no worries, no worries, no worries. Don't worry about it. Amen. So what he said to him is, "Fear not. Don't be fearful, because those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Those who are with us than those who are with them. And he prayed for his servant that he be able to see, amen, that the Lord had made a provision for them, that the Lord was protecting them. Glory to God. And he did not have to fear. So the servant looked again, and he could see the army of the Lord that was greater than the army of the enemy that had surrounded the enemy that had surrounded them. So there was more that were for them, more with them than there was that was with their enemy. Glory to God. And the same is true for the people of God on today. As we transition into our blessing, as we make ready in the last days, as we keep watch, amen, we will not be fearful. We will be strong and courageous in the midst of this generation. We will stand up for truth. We will stand up for righteousness. We will stand up for what is holy, amen, and what is godly to God. We will stand up for love and not hate. In the name of Jesus, I declare it right now, amen, and we will not be afraid, because glory to God, those that are with us are more than those that are with them. Then remember, we are surrounded and camped about with the angels of God Almighty that are making war in the spirit for us. The Lord has assigned angels, amen, to our very lives, to each of us, amen. And the spirit of the Lord, it dwells on the inside of us to keep us. Those of you in the midst of us on today, if you do not know the Lord on today, the word says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." His name is Jesus. Begin to call upon him right now and tell him, yes, give him your life, give him your soul, your mind, amen. Ask him for forgiveness of your sins and invite his spirit to come in and dwell with you, amen, so that you'll be ready when he comes back, when he returns to get his church, amen, and you'll be among those, amen, that will be rejoicing in the presence of God Almighty. These are the last days. 5, fear not, amen, for the Lord is with us. Glory to God.